So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about social media for a second. Or for a little bit longer, let's talk about 15 or 20 minutes. So one of the things that's going on right now is that there's a change from what we used to do to what we actually do now. And the change is, I'm just double checking, we're actually live, by the way, I better just double check. The change comes around the way that social media has been presented in the last 15 years to the way that social media is actually working in 2023. And there's a fundamental shift there. And a lot of people obviously aren't aware of it. And so that's what we wanted to share today. And so what is the shift? Well, let's talk about how it used to work and then let's talk about how it actually works today. So how it used to work was you could just post something, any old crap, basically. You just post anything at all. You post pictures of cats and motivational stuff. And I'm sure you've seen it all before. There's a whole ton of stuff that's been presented out there posing as social media. And yeah, I would say that probably worked. But then it's been actually happening before the pandemic as technologies move forward and so on. And I'm just, by the way, double checking that we're live, and I can't seem to see if we're live at all. I don't know if we're live. Anyway, I think we're live. We'll go ahead as though we are alive. We're definitely alive. So the shift that's been actually happening is that there's been a transition from just posting random bits of stuff to actually being able to build some form of connection with other people. Because really, that's really where we want to be if we're promoting things for social media and for our business. We want to get the connection. And so beforehand, we didn't need the connection because not everybody was going live. Not everybody had a podcast. But now even my dog's got a podcast. All right, that's a lie. My dog hasn't got a podcast. But he almost got a podcast, you know? It's like, why hasn't he got a podcast? Everybody, every man and his dog has got a podcast. And so now you've got to change this up a little bit. And you've got to try and find a way of being more standoutable. Like, you've got this immense noise that's going on out there right now. And the noise is, hey, look at me, people banging on the windscreen. Hey, hey, I'm live. Here's my podcast. Here's a picture of a cat. Here's what we're doing. Here's what we're up to. And so on and so forth, right? And that stuff just doesn't work anymore. Now, you've got to give some advice. You've got to give some actionable advice. You've got to give some quality content, and like, even the term quality content actually quite annoys me, because people go, oh, you want more subscribers on YouTube, just give quality content. And I'm like, oh, there I was thinking all I needed to do was give the worst content on the planet and that would do it. And but no, apparently you have to give nice content, great content. Oh, I wish somebody had told me that 8 years ago when I first started the podcast. It's crazy, right? Obviously, you have to give good quality content, but I don't even know what that looks like. You know, is filming a cat trying to jump and failing and falls off a bed, is that quality content? Well, that seems to be getting all the clicks. So I think there has to be this transition, and in your business, you also have to have a transition right now that you need to move away from just bog standard boring stuff to creating good quality content, stuff that you can build a connection with, that you're actually helping people with, that's going to give advice or inspiration or motivation or how-to guides or interviews and asking questions with business or thought leaders about how they think about life, the universe, and the way that everything is. And I think this is going to have to be the shift that if you've not got right now, you're definitely going to have to start and find a way of making the shift in the content that you're putting out. Because if not, you're going to end up as a dead duck. And not literally, obviously, but your business is going to fail. You know, I see people go, oh, I'm doing videos, Dan, but no one's watching. Look, no one's watching my stuff. Everyone's watching Netflix and Gary Vee or Grant Cardone. Everybody's watching that stuff. The Apprentice and the basketball playoffs that are on right now and the snooker that was on at the weekend. That's who your competition is. And it's like, well, how can you compete against those guys with multi-million pound budgets? But that is who your competition is. Are they going to watch your live stream or are they going to go watch Luther on BBC? Luther's going to win every time. So then it's like, okay, well, how do we get our message across? And what are the things that are going to enable us to do that? And I think short form content is definitely a way forward. This is one of the reasons why YouTube brought the YouTube Shorts and Instagram has the Reels and the Facebook has Stories. These little, you know, 20-second things. Now, I struggle with these. I just don't know how you say anything in 59 seconds or less. It's just impossible for me. Here we are. Oh, we're 6 minutes in. That's not bad, actually. This is supposed to be a short. But here we are very quickly going through stuff and we're still 6 minutes in. But if you've got a face that can do shorts and confidence that can do shorts less than a minute, you do very well. And you've got to be putting 3 or 4 out there every single day. Of course, then you come up with how do you create more content? And, you know, we actually include that in our accelerator training about where to get content from and how to keep on coming up with an infinite amount of content. Most of the work's already been done for you anyway. So you don't have to keep reinventing what you're doing. You just have to put your take on it. But you're going to have to stand up out and stand above everybody else if you want to get results. And the key for you to get results is not just to be noticed, but is for you to have an impact. And the way that you have an impact is by you making a connection with an individual through the power of a one-to-many video format such as this. And I think that will do us for today. Just a quick one. We're absolutely rammed at the moment. Got loads of clients coming through. But obviously we want to share as well. So, anyway, look, hope you guys thought that was useful. Getting connection is the hardest thing to do, especially in this modern age where we live in Zoom world, you know. But it's also the key where your future money and success is going to be. And I hope you can find it. All right. Speak to you soon. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.